I think we can all agree that people have gotten into the habit of being the victim. The whiny, lazy victim mentality. And holy shit, is that getting old. This is Ambitious AF. Ambitious AF. AF. If you put in the work, there's no limit to your own success. Rewind that. If you put in the work, there's no limit to your own success. We said work. No pie in the sky. No ring around the rosy horseshit. No reciting positive affirmations. Throat punching you with real, raw, and straight up grit. Alright, we'll give the Care Bear motherfuckers a minute to tune out. Go ahead. Now, let's do it. This is Ambitious AF, and this is Aaron Whitehead.
Community, I am so fired up to be with you guys today. This is the Ambitious AF podcast, and if you are a little slow on the uptake, AF stands for as fuck. And I'm your host, Aaron Whitehead, and I've got to tell you that I am ambitious as fuck in my life. This is the show for the people who are driven and want more. So if that is you, welcome. Guys, if this is your first time listening, I'm not an air quotes motivational speaker, although I get called that quite a bit. I'm an entrepreneur, a human performance coach, and someone who works hard as fuck to bring people the operational tactics, strategies, and throat punch motivation to become an uncommon force for good in the world. That's why this show isn't for everybody. This show is not for the victim clowns of the world or anyone looking to settle, which is exactly why you're not going to hear the ring around the rosy bullshit that you learned in kindergarten that does not apply in real life. That's not what this show is. That's not who I am. And if that's what you're looking for, stop listening right now and go find a community who denies the existence of the problem. I promise you'll fit in nicely. But for the rest of you who don't want to be a Care Bear motherfucker, the Ambitious AF podcast is all about exposing all the bullshit that you crutch on to remain inside your own struggle. I'm going to shake it out in wide open spaces and help you understand why it exists in the first place, which means I'm about to call you out on your shit in a way that punches you in the throat and wakes you the fuck up. So expect it to hurt, because I want you to walk away with a stronger hop in your step that lights a fire under your ass so that you can become an uncommon force for good in the world, because that's what we need you to do. This world needs your talents, guys. We need you to build your story of overcoming. We need you to become the most excellent version of yourself. And we need you to teach others how you did it. That's what this world needs, which also means, no, you don't have to be the most ambitious as fuck person who ever lived to listen to this podcast. You don't have to be a billionaire. You don't have to be the mother of 10 children who runs the most efficient household on the planet, although I'd love to see that shit in action on the daily. You just have to understand that you don't know everything that you think you know, and be the type of person who leans into this episode with more curiosity than contempt, so that you can excel even further with your interpersonal relationships and your career and your finances and your fitness and your health and your business and your spirituality and your marriage, or whatever the fuck it is that matters to you. Also, if you do begin to listen to this podcast, you're going to start to notice that I don't monetize any of this. None of my episodes, which means I don't take sponsorships on this show and interrupt your listening pleasure to try to sell you other people's shit. Go figure out what to buy on your own. And I don't run ads for the show or on the show. So this show grows organically through word of mouth. I don't put any ad dollars behind this show. That's how you know the message is clean, which means I need your help growing this show and getting the word out. So the dues that you pay to be here are not monetary. They are this. If you get value out of the show, guys, if it makes you laugh, if it teaches you something new, if it gets you to take positive action in your life, I ask that you share the show with a friend. Maybe share it with a colleague. Share it at your next dinner party. send your cousin a text message about the show or anybody who likes to wake up sexy as hell and kick their day in the balls. And not just this episode, but share any episode from the ambitious AF library that speaks to you. Okay, those are the dues you pay to be here. It's called a value exchange, just like good old-fashioned American values should be. So share the fuck out of this show and help me compete against the big dogs who spend thousands and thousands on advertising, because today you are getting a non-sugar-coated, raw, unfiltered, ambitious as fuck episode that I hope will get you to think and question the lies that are spewed in your direction from social media, from society, and most importantly, from the lies that you tell yourself. So let's get started. Today, I want to talk to you about a concept that I battle with on a daily basis that if you don't know how to approach this or move through it effectively, it will kill your happiness. It'll kill your productivity and it will kill your future, leaving you with a lifetime of regret. Now, I don't just want to brush over this topic today. I want to dig into it like a ball bearing steel knife with a serious drop point because it's important. And these words are about to pack a punch because the mission of this show is to get you guys to start leveling up in life before it's too late. So I'm just going to dive headfirst straight into this. I know that you are fighting a battle that nobody knows about. I know that you fight demons in your head all day long, and that makes you feel like an outsider in your own skin. I know that some of you pray to fall asleep before you fall apart. I know that some of you think to yourself, damn, if only people knew what a fuck up I really am, nobody would ever talk to me. And I want you guys to know that you're not alone. I battle this on a daily basis. But what I want you to know more than that is this. The reason why you're not getting shit done in your life, the reason why you're more miserable in your life than you want to be, isn't because you don't have the capabilities or talent to overcome whatever shitstorm you're currently facing. It's not because you don't have the time, and it's not because you don't have the experience. The reason why you are fighting a secret battle that nobody knows about longer than necessary, or maybe you're fighting the exact same demons for years and years, has always been and always will be your mindset. When you continue to believe the lies you tell yourself, or the lies spewed to you on social media, or the lies that other people tell you about yourself, how do you think that you're going to ever move past the battle that you're in right now that nobody knows you're fighting? How the fuck do you think you're ever going to accomplish great shit with a mindset that drags you down every single day? Don't be one of those people, guys. Those are people who look at themselves in the mirror every single day, for example. They strip down naked. They look at themselves in the mirror. They hate the way they look naked. And they convince themselves there's no way in hell that they can lose the weight for good. Or there's no way in hell they can build muscle or become lean. So they do nothing. They do nothing. And then they take that same mentality into other areas of their life. Okay, well, since I'll never be able to lose the weight for good or build the muscle that I want to build or become more lean, I guess I'm never going to find anybody who's ever going to love me the way that I truly deserve. So I'll just go ahead and stay with my significant other who keeps fucking around on me because, hey, that's just my life. And then they drink themselves into a shame spiral and continue to spin in circles, secretly miserable. Maybe that's you. Maybe that was me. And this is the opposite mentality of the people who actually strive for greatness in their life and chase their most ambitious desires. Radically successful people actually think like this. Regardless of my current circumstances, regardless of how much money I don't have in the bank, regardless of the battles that I fight every single day, I'm going to do everything I can to achieve the goals I set for myself, and I will never allow anything to stand in the way of my success. Radically successful people are people who find solutions. They're future-oriented thinkers, guys. They're action takers. They find a way to do more and be more with less than you. And they know that they will always be fighting battles that nobody knows about, but they also know that they can overcome because they believe in themselves. They believe that they will find a way, and they don't stop until they do. And maybe that's not what you're doing right now. Maybe you don't believe that you can actually overcome whatever battle you secretly struggle with. Maybe you think you're not strong enough. Maybe you think you're not capable enough. And let me tell you something. Every time I thought I couldn't keep going, every time I thought I didn't have the strength, every time I tried to convince myself that I was a worthless piece of shit loser, I was wrong. And so are you. That's the zero deviation mentality that I talk about so much on social media. That's the mentality that I shove down everybody's throat. It's a mentality that you must adopt if you actually want to overcome your battles, which means you have to forge ahead no matter what. The reason so many of you continue to fight battles that nobody knows about is because you haven't made a decision to overcome. Because you know what? Some of you don't actually want to overcome, do you? Let's be honest here, right? This is the raw, unfiltered version of Ambitious AF. Some of you, I think, are addicted to the misery. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're the person who likes misery. Maybe. I don't know. Only you can answer that question. But I do know that when I ask people, do you like being miserable? They always say, fuck no. And they say it like with glee. They say it with a smile on their face. No, Aaron. Like I'm stupid. I hate being miserable. Oh, really? But yet, those are the exact same people who year after year after year have the exact same secret battles and pile of shit that they can never seem to figure their way out of. They haven't moved the needle in their life toward anything positive. And if that's you, if you're the kind of person that I've just described, you know what? I think that you secretly don't want to overcome your battle. And I'm not talking about being fearful of taking the first step. No, guys, because there's a whole lot of people that fall into that bucket, me included. No, I'm talking about the people who consistently fight the exact same battle year after year after year. I'm talking about the people who purposefully hold themselves back in their own life because they'd rather spin in fucking circles than overcome. Now, does that sound like somebody that you would want to switch lives with? Right? Probably not, even if you had a loaded gun pointed to your head. So if you're somebody right now who is living their life secretly in shambles, who isn't taking steps toward any positive direction, somebody who's constantly miserable, or somebody who continues to make the exact same poor choices that land them in the exact same pile of shit that they keep swimming in, but they claim they don't want to be doing the backstroke in, then what the fuck are you doing? Why do you continue to delay your own progress? Why do you keep shooting yourself in your own foot? You know, if you shoot yourself in the foot, by the way, you're not ignorant to this fact. And when you do it, you know you're doing it, by the way. You're accepting the lies that you tell yourself, which is, I don't know, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the resources, or I don't have the advantages like everybody else. Motherfucker, everybody's at a disadvantage when they first start battling their shit. It's not just you. You think that everybody else has some special fairy dust that you don't have access to. And that's why they can overcome and you can't. And guess what? It's just not true. Your battles are not unique. You are not the only one up against some secret bullshit. We're all battling secret bullshit that nobody knows about. You're not the only one who's tired around here either. You're not the only one without a savings account or had to file for bankruptcy. You're not the only one who's divorced. You're not the only one who's had to place their loved one in rehab. You're not the only one who just lost their job. We're all fighting battles nobody knows about. It's not just you. We're all tired. We're all struggling. We're all fucked up in our own way. But that's not a reason for you not to press forward with every single fiber of your being and figure it the fuck out. You have to reject the lies that you tell yourself that you aren't capable of overcoming. You have to reject the lie that you aren't good enough to fight for yourself. You have to reject the lie that people like you weren't meant to be successful. Those are lies. And they're spewed to you by the blame stream media, by the victim clown crowd. And worst of all, you spew them at yourself. Those are lies that will hold you back if you keep telling yourself the exact same sad story day after day after day. So You have to learn how to fight for yourself, how to fight for your future. And most of all, for the people who are watching you handle your life. Because the people who look up to you will make decisions in their life based on what you do with yours. So do more with less. Become determined to fight for yourself. That's how most people who are radically successful operate. And you can too. All the people that you look up to, guys, all the people that you want to be like, all the people who have had the life that you wish you had, this is how they think and how they approach their life. And guess what? This happens to be a skill set. And yes, they fight battles that you know nothing about as well. They just don't dwell inside them for longer than necessary or even at all, because for them, there's no other option than to overcome. They move quickly out of the pile of shit that just landed in their lap, and they find solutions, and they don't stop hunting for solutions, which means iterating often. They pivot. They move into the unknown with courage. When was the last time you dusted off your courage and found your fire to do the hard shit in life? This is a mindset, guys, and it's one that you have to develop over time. And that means you have to practice this often. And you're like, okay, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Practice what, Aaron? You have to put one foot in front of the other. Even when you don't feel like it, even when it's emotionally rough, even when it feels like swallowing glass, which means it's going to take more discipline on your part, probably more discipline than you've ever shown in your life before, to get to where you need to be or want to be. And you've been fighting this battle for long enough, okay? And it's time to overcome. Oh my gosh, Aaron, but I'm too tired to even deal with this right now. Guess what, motherfucker? Every single person that you look up to, every single champion that roams this planet, every single human achievement that you've either witnessed yourself or read about in a history book was created by people who were fucking tired. And as adults, we learn how to get away with cutting corners and doing less and flying right under the radar just enough not to get caught or fired. And every single day you operate this way or give yourself the excuse of, I'm too tired right now. Instead of tackling your battle, you need to remember that being tired and continuing to operate in spite of being tired is the prerequisite of overcoming. This is exactly the skill set that most people don't have, because when they get the slightest bit tired, they compromise on their objectives. They don't eat as healthy on the weekdays. They skip several days of their workout routine. They cheat on their spouse because it's easier to fuck a stranger than work on their relationship. They doom scroll on social media for hours instead of reading personal development literature and applying the tactics. This is exactly why, when you are trying to overcome your silent battle, you cannot use the excuse, I'm too tired today. Because once you accept that lie into your life, everything else you do from there will allow compromise to settle in. And it's harder to come back to your baseline at that point. And also, that's when people simply give up on themselves. And then they feel like all of a sudden there's no escape. If that's you, guess what? That's your fucking fault. Which means you need to start building yourself into an indestructible weapon that can go head to head with yourself on the days that you're too tired and push through your desire to compromise on your objectives. So what am I saying here? Being tired is a damn fundamental part of forging a journey of overcoming. It's not a valid excuse. It's fucking pathetic. Being tired is normal. It's part and parcel of being a human being. And if you're hell-bent on conquering this silent battle of yours, the one that nobody even knows that you're fighting, you're going to have to accept the brutal reality that you'll be tired more often than you won't be tired mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, and so on. Now, let me tell you guys something, that people who battle their demons successfully understand in their bones, and it's this, it's a tired fucking game. The game is tiresome. Are you catching my fucking drift yet? Am I hammering this into your brain? The very next time you even contemplate compromising your own battle plan, I want you to stop right there, give yourself a swift kick in the balls, and bulldoze through that exhaustion like the fuck of nature you are. And by doing so, you'll be the one who pushes through when everybody else quits on themselves, which is going to give you a firm grip on winning that battle that nobody knows you're fighting. This is how you bury that battle once and for all, because you've taught yourself how to barrel through when you're tired, when everybody else has become masters of compromise and quitting. This unique skill set allows you to function at a higher level, even when you're running on fumes, unlike most people. And that's exactly what it's going to take for you to fight this secret battle that you're in successfully and build a journey of overcoming. Also, if you can bulldoze through those moments of exhaustion, I promise you, there's an exhilaration in feeling utterly drained and still being able to push forward. You relish in it because you are the exception, while others faced with the same test of grit and fortitude are surrendering to their own limitations, you are tearing them down, proving that you can do the hard shit in life. And that's what you need to start doing. You need to start proving to yourself that you can do the hard shit. This isn't about running yourself into the ground, by the way. That's not what the fuck I'm saying, so don't twist my words. That's what the politically correct victim clown crowd will falsely claim. It's about building relentless momentum and sculpting yourself into a true believer in your own potential. Pushing through when you're tired as hell is your opportunity to declare to the world, I will not yield. So no, I'm not telling you to run yourself into the ground. I'm saying don't be a pussy ass little bitch. If you want to battle the demons in your life that no one knows about and build a journey of overcoming, just like the other people you look up to did, you're going to have to come to the realization that they did this tired. And if you want to be like them and finally eradicate your own start-stop patterns, conquer the battle that no one knows you're fighting, and become an example of what overcoming actually looks like, you'll have to do so tired as well. Are you tired right now? Are you exhausted from feeling like shit all the time? Are you tired of all your own bullshit? Are you tired of fighting secret battles that nobody knows you have? Because I bet you are. I bet that you are tired as fuck, because you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't want to learn something new or become a better version of yourself than you were the day before, or to figure out how to win the secret battle that nobody knows exists in your life. So if you're tired of all the bullshit, then let me tell you this. Your life is a direct reflection of what you tolerate. And right now, your toleration level of the battle that you're fighting is way too high. You're not holding yourself to the standards in which you need to be, which means you need to handle your shit and commit to finding a solution and take action. You're not committed yet. You continue to swallow broken glass and then convince yourself it's not broken glass when it is. That's on you. So fuck off with the bullshit like it's someone else's fault that your life is the way it is, or you can't get a leg up because the government is currently fucking you over. Nope. Your life is your own doing, and nobody cares how bad you have it. We only care what you're doing to overcome. And we want you to overcome, by the way. So get your shit together and battle this demon in your life once and for all. I promise you, no one who ever fought their battles and won feels regret. They are better off in their life, and you will be too. And some of you are like, oh, whoa. Hold on, Aaron. Okay, back it up just a fucking second. My battle is different than everybody else. My battle is 10 times more significant than everybody else. And if you just knew my circumstances, then I think you'd agree. I'm not anything like those other people that you talk about. Their lives are in shambles because they're actual losers, but not me. I have real battles. Bullshit, bitch. That's just what you tell yourself. You try to convince yourself that there's no hope, there's no solution, there's no way that you could make a decision, there's no way you could ever claw your way out of the depths of hell. And the reason why the lies that you tell yourself are so fucking effective is because those lies, they're exactly what you need to hear in that moment, at that exact time, in those exact words, to get you to procrastinate or press pause on doing exactly what you know that you need to do to move forward. And if you haven't noticed this already, you need to become more alert when this is happening in real time, meaning nobody's going around and putting some sort of cryptic hand on your shoulder and speaking to you in some weird voice straight out of a horror movie. Okay? These are the lies that you tell yourself. They come to you in your own voice. That's why your lies sound so familiar. And because you've been telling yourself these lies for quite some time, those lies aren't fucking amateur. They're progressive. They're mature, which makes you think it's harder to fight the battle that nobody knows about. And that's another lie that you tell yourself. You debilitate yourself because of a lie that you believe. And I'm here to call bullshit on your lies. Now, your battle right now is significant, okay? I know this. I'm not trying to downplay what you're going through. But what I am saying is, in order to stop spinning in circles and draw your battle axe, that the first step has to come from you. You can actually claw your way out of the depths of hell. You can actually make a positive decision to move forward differently than you did yesterday. You have more power over your life than you want to believe. And how do I know this? Because I've clawed my way out of the depths of hell more than once, by the way, which means I know the way out. And I'm not afraid to go back into those gates all the time because I know I won't get stuck there because I've built the skill set to get out quickly. And that's why I can shine a light for others who are stuck, because I know the path. These words I'm telling you today, they're your pathway out of the hell that you live inside every single day. I am literally handing you the operational tactics and strategies to choose to live differently and prove to yourself that you do have what it takes, even if you fucked up a bunch of times in the past. You're not the only fuck up, by the way. We're all fucked up, including me, especially me, in all kinds of different ways. And we're all fighting battles that nobody knows about. Yes, including me. And we're all trying to get through this thing called life. So I'm showing you how to do this by building a journey of overcoming. Because the next time another battle comes knocking at your door, I want you to be able to throat punch that bitch quickly and move the fuck on with your life. And by the way, the vast majority of people roaming the earth think that the battle that they're currently in right now won't ever go away. Do you realize that? That's what they actually think, which isn't true, which is exactly why they don't work toward a solution. They don't try to iterate from what they're currently doing to see if something new will work, because they think they're going to be fighting this for the rest of their life. They point fingers and whine and bitch, and they complain and they scream into the phone about whose fault it is. Or, you know, these are people who make every excuse in the book as to why they simply can't do this or they can't do that. Don't be that person, guys. This is exactly why those people aren't accomplishing bigger, better things in life. They feel paralyzed because it's been so long that they've been battling with whatever the fuck it is that they don't even know where to begin. And yeah, that's demoralizing to most people. And that's exactly why they lose. And I'm telling you, if you believe this lie too, if you believe that the battle that you're in right now is going to be there for eternity, if you believe the lie that you just tell yourself about that, it will cost you everything. And it's very important that you understand this. I'm telling you that you have more control over this battle than you think you do. And the first thing you can do is call bullshit out on your own lies. And when you can do that, and you can look at yourself eyeball to eyeball in the mirror and finally decide to take action and draw on everything in your life that you can control, meaning you can control what you eat, you can control when you work out and for how long, what you read, how you treat people. You get the idea here. Start teaching yourself that you can pull on the control factors in your life when your life feels out of control. And if you can do that for long enough and only focus on what you can control, you're going to find that you don't have time for the other bullshit in your life. Some of it will dissipate on its own, and some of it you're going to have to work at to overcome. And there are levels. Okay, sure. But remember, building a journey of overcoming is the goal. That's what this life is all about. Your battle right now isn't about you, by the way. It's about being the person who overcomes that battle and teaches others how it's done. It's about showing the next generation what's possible. You need to switch your focus. if you are not doing everything you can to overcome all the bullshit you currently have going on in your life, this is a fucking insult to anyone who has ever looked up to you. Rewind that shit and play it back until it burns permanently in your brain. You are a leader, whether you believe that or not. Even if you feel like the biggest fuck up, you are leading and people are watching. So what's the answer to how you can win the secret battle nobody knows about? You start today. That's the answer. Why today? Because if you don't start today, you're going to end up telling yourself more lies about how it's okay to put these decisions off to another time, or you're going to make more excuses about being tired, or you're going to try to convince yourself that you don't have the talent or the smarts or the experience or the resources that you need. And that's exactly why you need to start today. You need to take action. And yes, you're going to struggle at first because you're not great at taking whatever kind of action that you need to be taking in order to win this secret battle. Okay? And if that's the case, then go fucking struggle and struggle your fucking tail off until you reach a point where it doesn't feel like struggling anymore. It feels manageable. It doesn't feel lonely anymore. It feels doable. You get it? But you have to get to that place. And the only way is to start today. And the outcome that you're looking to reach will come to fruition that much faster if you fucking start today. So you have to ask yourself, do you want results today? Or do you want to be on your deathbed wishing that you would have started sooner? You're either going to handle your shit on a daily basis or you're going to die trying. Those are your options. You're either going to make your life work or you're gonna die trying. This is the only mentality that you need to accept from this day forward. And as you guys know, there's millions and millions of people who spend thousands and thousands of dollars on masterminds and literature at the bookstore and hours on end that teach you how to get rich, how to get healthy, how to get a girlfriend, how to get a better body, how to have an epiphany, how to have better anal orgasms. You can literally find anything on the internet. So what's my point here? If you can find information that can help you move forward, then why aren't you applying it to your life? It's that you, the person listening right now, I'm talking to you, you lack the skill set to follow through to the end. You are not disciplined enough in your life, and that needs to stop today. Today is the day that you say enough. Today is the day that you take action towards your dreams for yourself. Today is the day that you win the secret battle that nobody knows you're fighting. Oh my God, but I'm so tired today. Fuck you and your tiredness. Everybody's tired. It's the prerequisite. And when you feel tired and you want to compromise on yourself, don't be a weak-ass little bitch in that moment. Push through. Stop fucking with your own success. Stop fucking with your own happiness. Stop derailing yourself from becoming who you were meant to become on this earth. And stop crutching on all the bullshit that you tell yourself that keeps you spinning in your same tired circles. And if you are a veteran right now listening to this, I want you to hear my voice. We know that you are fighting battles that nobody knows about. We know you've seen things that the rest of us haven't. We know that the federal system designed to help you does more harm than good. We know that it's hard for you to raise your hand and talk to somebody when your thoughts take over. We know that it's hard to relate as a civilian when all you've ever known is mother military. We know that some of you are standing on the ledge right now, ready to end it all. And we know that the reason people die by suicide is because they don't feel a sense of belonging or don't know how to live. And I want you to know that this battle that you have in your life right now is about building a journey of overcoming. You can overcome. You are fully capable of this. You were put on this earth for a reason, and that reason is to fight to overcome. And if you decide to fight for yourself, it would be my honor to stand with you shoulder to shoulder and fight alongside you. I will continue to show up for you and give you tactics and strategies and motivation that you can use in your life to fight harder than you ever have before. We don't need you to be perfect. We need you to overcome. Do this for yourself. Do this for your family. Do this for your last name. And to all of you listening right now, go check on a veteran today. Do your buddy checks. Send a text message to keep the lines of communication open. Let somebody know that you actually give a damn. Do not be afraid to talk about what you learn here on this show. We are all fighting battles that nobody knows about. And you might just be the person who helps somebody take two steps back away from the ledge by sharing the show today. The battle that you are up against is not about you. It's about building a journey of overcoming so the next generation knows what's possible. You are what you tolerate, so stop tolerating your own bullshit lies. Rewind this message and listen to it again from the beginning and ask yourself, are you the person that I've been describing this whole time? Are you doing these things? And if you are, then make the corrections today and go fucking win. If you do this, the entire trajectory of your life will change for the better, and so will the trajectory of those who are coming up behind you. What if today you decided to overcome that secret battle that nobody knows you're fighting? And what if today you convinced yourself that you were 1,000% capable of overcoming that battle and winning? And then you doubled down with every fiber of your being and intentionally executed at such a high level that winning any battle that crosses your life was no longer a surprise. I'm saying, what if today was the day that you stopped being like everybody else?
You've been listening to Ambitious AF. If you're still here, that means we're family. Because you don't play the victim card and you're all about running anyone over who gets in your way. Welcome to the family. Pay your dues for listening. The podcast isn't sponsored, so the growth is organic. So if you learn something new or were inspired, we just ask that you share the show with a friend, a colleague, or anybody else who likes to wake up and kick some ass. We'll see you next time on Ambitious AF. We'll be right back.